Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
For healing, positivity, and recovery, stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Today's show is about affirmations, and the reason that I'm calling it affirmations is because I want to talk about the type of words and language that we use when we talk to ourselves, especially when we're trying to accomplish goals or we're trying to get through a difficult time. What I've done is I've created a list of 12 that I always say to myself, and it's only been recently that I've thought, well, maybe some of these affirmations may be useful to others. So I'm going to go through my list. There are about 12. I'll do a little explanation for each, and you can use them if you want for your own internal dialogue. And I hope it helps somebody today, and you can use them when you're going through a difficult time or you just want to kind of lift yourself into a more positive mindset. I tend to be a very positive person. I try to stay on the side of positivity whenever I can. But, you know, like all of us, sometimes I slip, and I've developed an internal dialogue to talk myself out of it rather than stay in a place of negativity. So here's the first one. So these are the personal affirmations that I use. And if you want to write a list of 12 after, if this sparks an idea for you, that would be awesome, because that's why I'm sharing mine. I'm hoping that it helps somebody and it encourages somebody, especially now where we need to have a better internal dialogue with ourselves in order to get through this difficult time. So here's the first one. I am good enough. I know you probably heard that before, but I say it to myself whenever I'm ready to do something new, especially speaking in front of people or even doing this podcast. The first thing I say to myself before I start recording, okay, Melinda, you are good enough. And I say it because I want to make sure that I'm ready for what I'm going to say, but also just to reassure myself that I can speak. And that's just an example. Okay, of what I use it for. You can use it for anything when you're about to try something new or take on something new, career changes, whatever it is, feel free to use it. You've probably heard that line, however, a million times. And then the second one is something you've heard before. I love myself. I tell myself that when I forget that I am valuable and I have worth and I am deserving. I never used to do that, but I started doing that much later in my life. And it actually helped me a great deal when it came to just kind of dealing with different things that happen in your life. And just especially when it comes to relationships and things, I think you have to really go into things loving yourself. If not, then the end result, I think, will always be negative. So I also show myself love. I take myself out to the spa. I go to dinner. Sometimes, especially in COVID, what I've done is I've put on my makeup, I've put on a nice dress, and I've made supper, and I've done it to not to, you know, just sit there with a nice dress and everything. It's just to say, hey, I know I'm stuck in this COVID time, but I'm going to make sure that I take care of my own inner well-being. Number three, when you push me down, I will stand up when you are not looking. I will never give up. Oh, I say that whenever I want to just stop a dream or write a new book. Every time I write a new book, I don't think people realize this about writers. It's actually really hard to share the work. It's so difficult. But whenever I feel that kind of criticism, or people don't really understand why I write, and somebody will say something negative, I always say, when you push me down, I will stand up. When you are not looking, I will never give up. Now, that affirmation could be used in your own life for a different reason. Take it, use it. I'm giving it to you today in order for you to find maybe even your own version of an affirmation, an internal dialogue. Number four, I am a warrior made from grit and tenacity. Oh, did I ever use this one a lot in the past 8 years? Whenever I wanted to stop things, I would say, I'm a warrior made from grit and tenacity. When I had cancer, I said, I am a warrior made from grit and tenacity. And I said that over and over again, just to remind myself that I needed to really dig in and make sure that this, in particular, the cancer thing ended and it was over, you know. And then when I got divorced, I had to kind of had that internal dialogue too, because I had to make sure that, you know, you don't get kind of stuck in that place where you can't move forward from the past. So that's a affirmation. Feel free to use it again in your life in any way you like. Trees that bend never find their roots. I say that to myself whenever I have to make a decision, or whenever I need to give my opinion on something, especially when the opinion is shared in an audience that may not be that receptive. I always say it right before I'm about to speak, and I tend only to speak when I really have to do so on an important matter, but I always say that to myself. The sixth affirmation. I just ask you that, just a little favor, any affirmations that you use, if you happen to repeat them or put them on any social media that you kind of put my name there, I really appreciate it, because I'd love to know if these actually have helped people. And if you could kind of just, tag me, or simply just let me know on my website. It's Melinda Cochran. MelindaCochranAuthor.com. So I'd love to know if these actually help, because I'm offering to you these words in my heart, so that from my heart, so that you can use them. Number six, your life is yours and no one holds the strings. Don't be a puppet. What I mean by that is sometimes we let ourselves be controlled by other people. And sometimes these people are really close to us and we really don't see that happening because we love them, we care about them and things like that. So I always say that to myself when I'm finding it hard to really feel that I have a say in my life, or I had used it. I don't use that one as much now, but I used to use that one quite a bit whenever I wanted to feel like I had some control in my life. Number seven, never live your life pleasing the people who don't support you. Support those who do, and then the water that falls over you will be your life growth, growing abundantly. That one I say whenever I feel unsupported, and we've all been there. I bet you if you guys write me and let me know, you'll tell me about many times you felt unsupported, especially as a writer and an artist. People assume when we put our poems out there that, you know, we don't want the support, we don't want the encouragement, and we absolutely do. We need it. We need it to feel that the things that we're writing and we're sharing with the world is actually being heard. I think that's the most important thing that writers want. That line could be used in your own life, even if you're not a writer, just as a reminder that you have to remember those that really support you and let them know, and to talk to them and just say thank you. I say thank you so much. I think I annoy people, but the whole reason that I say it is because of that affirmation. I never want anyone to forget that I recognize what they did. I'm grateful and I'm appreciative. And I guess it may be because I have given and the affirmation has the support has not come back. And I bet you right now, if I was sitting in your living rooms with you, you would tell me exactly the same thing about different parts of your life. Number eight, I was never born to be what you tell me to be. Whew, that one. I use that one, and you guys can use it too. I use that whenever somebody insults me, because sometimes people just like to insult other people. What I've realized over the years that when somebody insults you, it's really about them, because they feel what they've said to you. So that's a little trick for anyone that out there that doesn't really recognize that. I'm sure many of you do, so I'm really not trying to say you don't. I know you're all cool and you're all wise, but for anyone young out there kind of learning about life, just remember that. Just remember that whenever somebody insults you or puts you down, it's usually about them, and it's something that's lacking in them, something missing. Okay, so number 9. I win when I try, even if the results take a longer time to achieve. Results also mean the little things too. For example, did you smile today even when you couldn't? We always want to use as examples for ourselves, for our own lives, I think, big achievements, big results, a new home, a new career, a business. But I think it's a habit or it's a process. And something I do, whenever I accomplish something, I write a list, and I have a list of things I've done, and then I have like arrows that point to the next result. And the reason that I do that, and you guys can try that too, it's because I don't want to forget all the different steps and all the different results and accomplishments that I've had along the way in order to get to the next point. And that's what I mean by that. Just pay attention to the smaller results too, because it builds you up and allows you to continue on. For example, if somebody even says a poem's great, or it gets published somewhere, and maybe to somebody else not a big deal, but that goes on my list because that builds me up and I want to continue. I want to keep going. So it's just a suggestion. Number 10, there's nothing in life you cannot do but stick by it like glue. That one is one that I say to myself whenever I want to give up on something. And now, some things we need to give up on, right? We have to, because it's not good for us. But the things that you really care about, this is something that I say, and maybe you could use this line too. There's nothing in life you cannot do but stick by it like glue. It just means if you're going to do something, stick by it. Don't quit. Just keep going. Even if you're 100 and you eventually get what you want, well, it was worth it because you didn't give up. And that's how I feel about my writing. I stick to it like glue because it means a lot to me. Number 11, you will fail and you will win, but somewhere you have to start and begin. This is what I say to myself when I am procrastinating, or I am reluctant to get started, or I'm fearful. I just say it to myself to remind myself that, hey, if I fail, so what? Right? It's not a big deal at the end of the day. What will matter, however, and it will matter a lot, I think, at the end of life, is if you don't even try. I think those are the things that really stick with you at the end. Number 12, failure seeks a lesson. Once the lesson is learned, it is called wisdom gained. Oh, that affirmation is packed full of different things, and maybe you're going to take from it something different. But for me, I say that to myself whenever I think about bad choices or failures or things that I haven't done or haven't accomplished that I still want to. Or maybe I tried them and it didn't work out as well. I always say it's a lesson, and after I've gained the wisdom. So I always repeat that affirmation to myself. So what I will do now, I'm going to ask you, okay, to take out a pen. I'm going to repeat them all. If you haven't already written them down, I'm going to repeat them all. And then I want you to try to write your own list of personal affirmations. If you want to use my list, you can. But I think that the affirmations are a personal thing. It's an individual thing that will work for you. But if mine works for you, awesome. That's why I'm sharing it. So if you want to use mine, you can. And if you want to create your own, that's awesome too. So here are my affirmations if you would like to write them down and use them. I am good enough. I love myself. When you push me down, I will stand up. When you are not looking, I will never give up. I am a warrior made from grit and tenacity. Trees that bend never find their roots. Your life is yours and no one holds the strings. Don't be a puppet. Never live your life pleasing the people who don't support you. Support those who do, and then the water that falls over you will be your life and it will grow abundantly. I was never born to be what you tell me to be. I win when I try, even if the results take a longer time to achieve. Results also mean the little things too. Did you smile today even when you couldn't? There is nothing in life you cannot do but stick by it like glue. You will fail and you will win, but somewhere you have to start and begin. Failure seeks a lesson. Once the lesson is learned, it is called wisdom gained. I am hoping that these affirmations that I've shared with you will serve you in some way and help you through this difficult time. If you use them, I will be so happy. If you don't, that's cool too. Write your own. Maybe I've given you an idea that you will take on and try yourself. That's my show for today, everyone. And right now, I am going to think about another affirmation. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.